Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Every night. So I actually have started on social media, as in my Instagram and TikTok. So all my dinners that I do, for example, that's what I have. I do that at night time. And lately, what I've done is I do for more tea on Saturdays. So I dedicate a day on a Friday, which is my day off, to cook Fridays. I always ask the staff what they want for morning tea, and then I will cook it and make it for their work. So that's how I incorporate my cooking. Yeah, and I bring it to work. I bring it to work. You know, I think it's a Filipino thing. We just cook. I would have always food left over and I would give to clients.
Isang kababayan mula sa Brisbane na isang hairdresser sa sabak sa national competition sa baking. Ipapakitang gilas ang kanyang galing sa pagluluto. Sa masayang kwentuhan natin ngayong umaga, ang isa nating kababayan mula sa Brisbane sa Queensland, kung saan ibabahagi niya sa atin ang kanyang panandaliang pag-isantabi sa kanyang mga, sabi nga ay pangkulot, pangayos ng buhok ng kanyang mga customers sa kanyang salon o sa kanilang salon para sumabak sa isang bake-off competition sa telebisyon. At dito sa ating programa, kikilalanin natin siya, alamin natin kung paano niya ibabandera ang flavor o lasang Pinoy sa kanyang mga ipapakitang baking skills sa competition na ito. At samahan po ninyo ako dito sa ating programa at simulan na natin ang ating unang tampok na bahagi ng ating panayam sa kababayan natin mula sa Brisbane sa Queensland na isang hairdresser. Iiwan niya panandalian ang kanyang hair salon para sumabak sa isang bake-off competition. Ipapakita niya ang kanyang galing sa baking. Narito at kilalanin natin si Gregson Gastar. All the way from sunny Queensland, ikaw ay nagbabalik dito sa SBS Filipino. You're back at SBS Filipino and you're sharing another, sabi nga ay, Pinoy pride para sa atin, because
yes,
people will be watching you or they will be seeing you sa towards the end of July. But before we get into that national TV competition that you're joining, simulan natin, balikan yes natin, Gregson. I know that you've been with SBS Filipino before. Kwentong Palayok has done an interview with you about how you love cooking. Pero, ikaw ay isang hairdresser dyan sa bahagi ng Brisbane. How did you start with cooking?
No, I've always been a cook. Actually, probably cooking more before hair, really. Coming to Australia, I don't know what I would do differently. I always loved cooking because I always wanted to cook Filipino food growing up, because coming to Australia, you know, I was most of my, this is going back 30 years ago. So that's how I started to cook. But I think being creative is what really got me into cooking, because I loved everything that was, for me, I didn't really love school. So the next alternative was either a chefing apprenticeship or doing hairdressing instead, because I was also washing dishes, dressing apprenticeship, and probably put me off doing the chefing side. I'll have to say cooking was way before hairdressing.
Yeah.
It was definitely before hairdressing, because it was always in the kitchen, whereas I didn't have a salon at home.
Teenager pa lamang si Gregson Gastar nang siya ay lumipat at manirahan dito sa Australia. At sa kanyang lola siya natuto ng pagluluto.
And I heard from the interview with you at our segment, Kwentong Palayok, in the Philippines, for most of families, kahit na yung hindi talaga well-off, ano, we would have someone to help us at home. And I remember hearing from the interview with you sa Kwentong Palayok, you were sharing that you have some help sa bahay, so cooking was not really a thing for your mom, hindi ba?
No, not at all, because when we were in the Philippines, and I think most Filipinos could relate to this, is that we always had someone at home, yes, helping us, like a nanay, but especially my mum's side. So my second uncle is President Marcos.
Oh.
So my mum's dad is his first cousin, and he was in politics.
So you have a well-to-do family, in a way.
On the one side, yes. Yeah. So mum never really cooked, and mum eventually did, but really, she didn't love cooking.
Mm.
So it was.
If that was the case, how did you learn to cook?
I really experimented. And then also we had a magazine in Australia called Women. They used to have recipe books. And I started off by copying some of their recipes, mostly dessert and cakes, though. But then it was only when my lula came from the Philippines that I really started to eating Filipino food, because she would cook it.
Mm.
Whereas mum never really did. Like, she did a dog's dad, but then my lula made the best spring rolls, lumpia. I think I remember that being her too. I think lula really inspired me to want to do, because the way she cooked was like clocky, especially the lumpia wrapping and the siopao. I don't know how you pronounce that properly.
Yeah, siopao. Yeah.
And I never saw mum do that. So when lula came, I was like, wow.
At nang magsimulang magtrabaho, ang kanyang mga katrabaho ang madalas na tagatakim ng kanyang mga niluluto.
So in a way, you've learned to bake first, and mostly Australian, yung mga nauna mong natutunan to really make or cook, than the Filipino food.
Exactly. Then the Filipino food, try to fit in with the culture here. Mm. But really, cooking food, I never really experienced the amazingness. You know, I love it. Mm. Not to say that mum is a bad cook anymore. It's just that obviously lula nature, whereas mum didn't love it. No.
Mm. Yeah. So where does cooking or food comes in for you? Because for your regular day job, you do hairdressing. Yes. When do you do cooking?
Oh, every night. So I actually have started on social media, as in my Instagram and TikTok. So all my dinners that I do, for example, that's what I have. I do that at nighttime. And lately, what I've done is I do for more tea on Saturdays. So I dedicate a day on a Friday, which is my day off, to cook Fridays. I always ask the staff what they want for morning tea, and then I will cook it and make it for their work. So that's how I incorporate my cooking. Yeah, and I bring it to work.
So your co-workers are your taste tester.
They are. And actually, before that, when I had my own salad for my clients, so if they wanted it, I will always, because I always, you know, I think it's a Filipino thing. We just cook a tribe. It's never really just
for yourself.
Small.
Yeah.
Yes. It's always, I would have always food left over and I would give to clients.
At nito ngang Hulyo, magpapakitang gila si Gregson at susubukan ang kanyang galing sa pagluluto, particular na sa baking, dahil sa susunod na season ng The Great Australian Bake Off, siya ay kasama sa mga contestant.
Yeah.
But it the last few months, for the staff.
Yeah. We can say that you're a Filipino food enthusiast and you've been showcasing this on your social media, but you're taking it up a notch, because you'll be seen on national TV here in Australia in one of the biggest competition, the Great Australian Bake Off. Paano ka? How were you chosen or inspired to get into the competition?
Well, a producer found me on TikTok, and they asked me auditioning for the Great Australian Bake Off. So in a way I was, but I never thought in, I never ever thought I would get on the show. Mm. It was just something to do. And yes, and I think, yeah, and that's how it happened. I literally through the process, but never thought, I honestly never thought I'll get as far as getting onto the show.
When you say you were asked to audition, so when you auditioned, did you cook something? Did you make something as your entry to that audition?
Exactly what I could say. But yes, it definitely was, you definitely had to make something for the, first of all, they didn't know that you could bake for a start. So that was part of the process. But it was steps, but yes, definitely baking was involved.
So what did you make? I'm curious.
Oh, I don't know how much I could say about this.
Is it, or can you just give us, is it a Filipino food or a Filipino dessert?
What I can say, edge on Filipino flavors. So I could, to playing to my, our heritage, our culture. So let's say there was something purple. Ube was involved.
Yeah.
Yes.
You being able to get into the competition, it's not just you showcasing your baking prowess, yung galing mo sa pagbe-bake, but also you're bringing into the competition your Filipino heritage.
Yes, I am, for sure. It's I was very fortunate, and when we were in the show, making the show.
So, taking your cooking up a notch, ano yung dapat na, what can the audience expect from you during the Great Australian Bake Off?
Oh, that's a good question. they would expect to see a lot of color with me, maybe dancing.
Yeah.
big, yes, I was probably, I'd have to say, maybe the most colourful in terms of outfit and personality is very...
But it's your natural self, isn't it?
Oh, yes. This is part of who I am. I was, a lot of people weren't surprised. My family, I mean, because I've just always known. And me, I'm a bit different.
At ito ngang susunod na season ng The Great Australian Bake Off na magsisimula sa Lunes, 29 ng Hulyo, mapapanood si Gregson Gastar kung saan itatampok niya ang ilan sa mga paborito niyang pagkaing Pilipino o sangkap na Pinoy. Pero alam ni Gregson na ang mga pagkaing Pilipino ay mahirap na ipresenta, lalo na nga kung ito ay masabaw.
You're an advocate for the Filipino food and introducing it to the Australian, to the wider Australian community. One of the biggest challenge for most of the chefs or even for Filipino food advocates is presentation of the Filipino food. Dahil lalo na yung mga masabaw na lutuin or yung mga dishes that are madaming sabaw. How do you present that, even not on the competition, but when you say invite Australian friends or other friends who are from different culture, how do you entice them sa Filipino food?
I really just go by describing flavor. Is. So example, ube, I wouldn't just say is a potato or a yam. I would say it's like our, so it's more about my descriptive words that entice my friends to want to eat Filipino in a way. Like, yes, there's a lot of soup base. There's a lot of, it's hard to make it look pretty, but I do to make it you know, presentation-wise.
At ilan sa kanyang mga paborito ay kanyang ibinahagi.
What's your favorite Filipino food that you would serve to non-Filipinos or to your Australian friends? I know you like, or one of your favorite is hamonado, but aside from pork hamonado.
Oh, I love Bicol Express. Binka. Yes, it's like one of my favorite. I just don't say there's a salted egg on it.
Yeah. But yeah, the salted egg makes it more special, isn't it?
It's the salt and the sweet.
Yeah.
And I think Filipinos do that really well, actually. Combining the salty and the sweet. Like, example, another one, if I was to talk baking, is I make ensaymada, which I love on the top. That's another popular one that I do.
At sa ating pagbabalik, aalamin pa natin kung ano nga ba ang mga susunod para kay Gregson at paano pa niya lalong ipapakilala ang pagkaing Pilipino sa pamamagitan ng kanyang network at mga ginagawa sa pagtataguyod ng pagkaing Pinoy. Makalipas lamang po yan ng ilang mga paalala. At kayo patuloy na kinig sa SBS Filipino. Anarin wala pa rin po niyong kasama at kanina sa unang bahagi ng ating panayam kay Gregson Gastar. Nakilala natin siya paano siya nagsimula sa kanyang hilig sa pagluluto at ibinahagi rin niya sa atin ang kanyang pagiging isa sa mga contestant ng sisimulan na ipalabas sa telebisyon ang The Great Australian Bake Off na magsisimula sa darating na linggo o darating na July 29. Yan ay araw ng Lunes at matutunghayan natin ang palabas na yan sa telebisyon. Pero bago yan, narito muna at ipagpatuloy natin kung ano pa nga ba ang mga plano ni Gregson, paano pa niya higit na maipapakilala ang pagkaing Pilipino sa pamamagitan ng kanyang network at syempre ng kanyang mga ginagawa, ang kanyang pagiging isang food o Filipino food advocate. Narito ang pagpapatuloy ng ating panayam kay Gregson Gastar.
You will be on national TV for the first time in terms of baking. I know your wedding was also televised before, but
yes.
What makes it special, you joining a bake-off competition?
I think it makes it special because I want to celebrate my Filipino culture and heritage and that in Australia in terms of baking-wise. And to probably present it in a way that is easily people could understand the flavor profile and want to actually eat our food. Not misrepresented, but I wanted to put it into a positive light, and it was to get on the show was testament that, you know, we had. So that was very important for me to really, that is a privilege to get to even experience that.
So now that you're going to be showing your cooking skills or at least your baking skills on national TV, does it mean you'll be leaving hairdressing soon?
Oh. I think that's probably, who knows actually, who knows where life will take you. What I do know is that I love baking and eventually the goal is, you know, I want to probably even do well. But in terms of leaving hairdressing, I don't know if that's a near future thing because I still like to be creative.
Yeah.
In that world. But it's good having both. It gave me another opportunity to explore other creative side.
Yeah, so you can have both worlds. You can do hairdressing and cooking, isn't it?
Yes, and it's clear example as well. Like, it's become a thing. Like, what's Gregson going to make Saturday?
So a lot of people, your friends there, are excited for you being seen on national TV. Is there anything else that you can share with your entry sa dito sa Great Australian Bake Off?
What I could share is that everyone that was in it are so. It's like actually mind blowing the amount of talent that was in that shed, and I love hosts and the co-hosts, and just to expect to see a lot of fun, especially maybe a little dance, a few dance.
Will there be a singing part for you while cooking? Will you be singing while cooking?
Oh, funny you said. I don't actually know. I actually forget a big part of me too. I like, you know, I love, it's, I'm almost a stereotype. Love my magic scene, my karaoke. Possibly.
So
sometimes, because sometimes I'm singing when I'm cooking, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't realize.
It just comes out naturally.
At para nga kay Gregson, pwede niyang pagsabayin ang hairdressing at pagluluto. Ano pa nga ba at kailan magsisimula ang The Great Australian Bake Off?
It just comes out.
Yeah. Gregson, we've been talking about your entry at The Great Australian Bake Off. When is it going to be and how long will the season be?
July 29th, it airs on Foxtel, Binge, or I think it's Hubble, at 7:30 every Tuesday for 10 episodes. July 29th. The 29th.
Yeah. A couple more questions, Gregson. So what's your dream in terms of cooking, especially showcasing the Filipino food?
Well, my ultimate goal is to have a... I also want to do maybe a mini cooking show on showcasing Filipino food, cooking Filipino food, and to share that with Australia. That's the big goal.
Do you think we'll be seeing that online anytime soon?
Who knows? I'm probably trying to work on behind the scenes into getting to that, into really going to cool thing. I haven't really seen that before. We see a lot of other Southeast Asian, not really fully Filipino.
Definitely. I know that across Australia, a lot of our Filipino chefs or even Filipino food advocate like yourself, a lot of efforts has been put to really showcase or even ipakilala to showcase the Filipino food to the wider Australian community. What can you say to those Filipino chefs, including yourself as a Filipino food advocate, in really promoting the Filipino food and the culture as well?
Oh, I think just keep doing what we all process. We haven't had to really push for it. I think now, you know, we just showcase our food in a positive light. I mean, you know, Gordon Ramsay's already opened the Filipino recipe, I've noticed, in the Philippines, Filipino restaurant. And I think, just to keep doing what we do in a positive light, because eventually, and I think it has definitely, there's definitely been a trend I've noticed in Filipino cooking. And not just adobo. We have other dishes. Yeah.
Why do you think it's important for Australia to really get to know or taste Filipino food?
I think because it, you know, we always when I talk to people of Asian food, as Thai food, Chinese, Vietnamese, you never see here Filipino, and I think it's really important for me that also that people could just rolls off the tongue. Like, I want to go Filipino. And that, I think that is my ultimate goal. And I think it's very important that we want something else special.
Definitely. For Filipino Australians, I know there's over 400,000 of us in Australia now, and it's growing. The numbers are growing. Doon sa mga pinanganak, those Filipino-Australians who were born here, what can you say to them in terms of trying or even promoting the Filipino food?
I think it's really important to try and promote. I think it's important to know where you come from. And aside from the food alone and the history, food plays a massive role in that. And that I think by understanding and knowing, it would only just make them, you know, better people as well. I think that he's born in Australia, that he comes from Filipino heritage. They need to try completely, because I love our food and I love our culture, and it's you know.
If there are three best things about the Filipino food, what are those?
The three best things? Oh, that's a really good question. The three best things of Filipino food: affordable, number one, as in accessibility. Two, there's never really any waste. With three, Filipino food can always be adjusted to taste, which, you know, to the reference, you know, some regions it might be more on the soy sauce savory side. I love the fact that you could still play around with tradition and still be Filipino.
Definitely. Just like the adobo, it can be dry adobo, yes. It can be saucy, yes. And it can has some more sauce in it, isn't it?
That's right. And that's what I love. And it's still adobo. Like it is, you know, that's the flavor profile, you know. And you could dress it up or dress it down.
Definitely. You can add patatas, potato, or you can add egg.
That's right. Exactly. Well, it is adobo with turmeric. Well, it's my version of, I add turmeric in it. So it's more of a yellow.
So there's a kick of the turmeric in your adobo.
It's very controversial, but no soy sauce.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But some provinces don't really use soy sauce. Instead of soy sauce, they use salt, isn't it?
And that's one of my specialty ones. And I think actually, when isn't it used that sort of flavor? They didn't have the soy with their adobo. So definitely Filipino.
So that's adobo a la Gregson.
Yes, adobo a la Gregson. I love that ring.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Gregson.
Thank you for having me.
At yan ang ating panayam kay Gregson Gastar at ang kanyang hilig sa pagluluto at pagtataguyod ng pagkaing Filipino. Annalyn Villata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.